One of my favorite things about being a congregation that has a preschool is chapel time. A couple of times a month, we march all those little squirts into this space, and the truth is, for most of them, it's the first time they've ever been in a building like this. It's a kind of alien experience for them, and you can see their little eyes go wide, learning the practices of lighting candles and singing songs. We like to have them bow their heads and close their eyes and fold. You know, it's just sweet. And often when we do that time with them, we'll also have a theme for the day. At Thanksgiving time, we'll talk about God's creation. At Christmas time, we'll talk about the birth of Jesus. Usually somewhere in the spring, we talk about the feeding of the 5,000. But Mrs. Cooper really, really likes to save this story for the last. It's the best one because it's so fun with kids. There's all this sort of exaggerated and hyperbolic wildness to it all. Do you know which story I mean? Ready? Once upon a time. Once upon a time, there was a man named Jonah. Can you say Jonah? Jonah. God loved Jonah with God's own whole heart, even though Jonah was sometimes a poop, kind of scared and kind of cranky, kind of even mean sometimes. Well, one day God came to Jonah and he said, I want you to go to Nineveh. I love the people there, but they are all mixed up. Instead of telling the truth, they tell a bunch of lies. Instead of watching out for their neighbors, they try to pound on their neighbors. They're all mixed up. So go to Nineveh and tell them about me. You know what Jonah said? This is the good part. I mean, the kids love it. In fact, let's do it together. Ready? Fold your arms like this. I'll call you out if you don't do it. Jonah folded his arms, and then he got a great big frown on his face. Let's see your best frown. And then Jonah said to God, no. Ready? No. In fact, Jonah got so mad, he just ran away. He ran away, in fact, in the opposite direction, just about as far and as fast as he could possibly go. And then when he ran out of places to walk, he jumps on a boat and goes even further. Goes far out into the sea, and soon there are waves and rain. In fact, can you hold on to the gunwale of the boat? Would you do that? Hold on tight because, whoa, the water is really stirring. And, you know, one year we even got squirt guns out and shot the kids with the squirt guns. And so frightening and so terrifying, all the sailors on the boat, they turn to Jonah and say, please, Jonah, please, would you pray to God to save us? You know what Jonah said? He folded up his arms and he got the biggest frown on his face ever. And he said, no. He ended up in the water. And that calmed things down a bit until something extraordinary happened. And the kids love this part too, because what's next? A great big whale. Try it. A great big whale swallows Jonah. Ready? Oh, bigger. Come on, ready? Yeah. Now, this usually at this point that I ask the children, you know, have you ever eaten anything that didn't sit well in your tummy? Something gross, cranky? Have you ever eaten something that you really wanted to get out of there? And they all kind of nod their heads. And then I say, and pretty soon the whale said, no. And Debbie loves this part. And the whale barfs Jonah out onto the beach. So we have all the kids practice their barfing. They love that part. Jonah covered there with whale vomit, sitting on the beach at what must have been surely the worst moment of his life. Here's from God again. Jonah, I'm still thinking about those people in Nineveh. I want you to go. I want you to go and tell them about me. I want you to warn them about all the pain they're causing. So Jonah folds his arms and gets the biggest frown on his face ever, and he says, and then he comes up with the worst evangelism plan ever. Jonah resolves to do the very least he can. No publicity, no advance team, no music, no hospitality, no tent, no Billy Graham smile, no nothing. In fact, he comes up with the worst possible sermon you could under the circumstances. It's only got 8 words, and he only offers them once. Do you know what the sermon was? This is the whole thing. Ready? 40 days more, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. No PowerPoint. No amen. And what do the people of Nineveh do? They don't fold their arms. They don't pinch up their faces. They say, they say yes. But Jonah, instead of rejoicing with the people of Nineveh, instead of giving thanks for all the changed hearts that were there, Jonah says, no, no, I knew it. I knew you were that kind of God. I knew that you were gracious and merciful and slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. No! You've gone too far this time, God. And then we tell those little kids about God's yes, about God's love. And they go back to their classrooms and they draw pictures of big whales and great cities. And they have fish crackers and they sing Jesus Loves Me. And of course, it's all just kid stuff, isn't it? They don't know about harder things, grown-up things, broken things, dangerous things. They're just four. They're just four, and they don't understand Kim Jong-un. They don't know about Irma, Maria, Jose. They don't know about schools falling down as the kids would run when the floor shakes under their feet, or Equifax, or sports stars taking a knee. They don't know about healthcare. They're just four. They haven't heard the stories of colonialism and xenophobia. They don't know about a cynical and deliberate impulse on the part of so many governments to give to some and take away from others. They don't know about how it favors some and harms others. They're just four. They don't know about ethnic cleansing or torture or mass rape. Jonah, go. Go. Go and tell them of my love and my justice and my mercy and my better way. No, go. Go with my hope and my healing, my forgiveness. Protest. Give public witness. Go. Go and tell them that I am gracious and merciful and slow to anger. Tell them I'm abounding in steadfast love. Okay. Let's pray. Oh God, turn our no's into your yes. Turn our belligerence into your grace. Turn our fear into your love. Lord, make your church into a great big whale, spewing us all back into a world that you died to save, launched and thrown and hurled back to the hard places. We want to be obedient. We want to love our neighbors. Grant us humility fitting the followers of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.